Elisha the prophet again. Now this is the story of Naaman the leper that came to Elisha when he heard that the God of Israel could heal him of that leprosy. Now you say, is that not healing? But it's a working of miracle. Why? Because Elisha didn't even come near. He just said, thus said the Lord, go to the river Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. So it was working of miracles. And then the reason why it was miracle is what? If it is healing, the man will go and gradually get well. Almost like when you take medicine and you are getting better and better. That is healing. But it's miracle when the fingers suddenly pop out that were rotting away, and the skin that was drying up, that was rotting away, suddenly turned in a moment. That's why it's called miracle. Healing that suddenly happened like that is called miracle. If it's gradual healing, that's healing. You lay a hand upon, they shall recover. That's what Christ promised. Gradual healing, they will recover. But working of miracle is something that miraculously changed. So that's why I give that example, to know what is working of miracle. You may say, well, the reason why I'm repeating myself, the reason why I'm giving this is to make you to do what? I desire these gifts so that you can ask. We're going to pray at the end of this so that you pray for what you ask for and the Lord will give you the gift. And if you have never received the Holy Ghost, we're going to pray for you and the Lord can give you the Holy Ghost today. Amen. Prophecy is the next gift that we want to talk about. All of these gifts are useful not only in the body of Christ when we gather together, it's also useful outside there to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul mentioned that prophecy is for the unbelievers coming to the... He said, actually, prophecy is for you in the church, to edify the church. But also, he also said, if an unbeliever comes among us, never knew much about this Christ we are talking about, and somebody prophesied, revealing the thoughts of his heart to him, say, we fall down and say, God is in the midst of you indeed. So it's not just for the church, it's also for great things that make the unbelievers come and fall down before our God. But as an example, Acts of the Apostles chapter 13, how the gift of prophecy was used in the first church. Verse 6 to 12, Acts of the Apostles chapter 13. Here Apostle Paul was in this place where they are trying to preach to this man that invited them, come and talk, when Paul and Barnabas started going about preaching. They said this great man called them to come and talk, and then when they got to him, there was one false prophet, a Jew, called Bar Jesus, verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elimas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Now this is where his gift of prophecy operated in Apostle Paul. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, upon Elimas the sorcerer, and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now he was going to prophesy, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. It was a gift of prophecy. And you can also say, well, maybe it was faith, but the Holy Ghost wanted to do something to punish that guy, and he made Apostle Paul to just speak it out. Because when you say prophecy means what? Prophecy means God speaking through your mouth. If I had a dream and I wrote it down and I came by and tell the people, this is what I dreamt about yesterday night or last week. Let's pray about this. Now that is not prophecy. The dream could be prophesying, but when I'm saying it, I'm just relating to you guys what I dreamt. So that would not be called voice of the gift of prophecy operating. It could be called in dreams. But if while I'm saying it, the Holy Ghost came upon me again and I begin to bring some more words, that is gift of prophecy can operate like that. That can happen like that. You can stand up trying to tell your testimony and the gift that is in you can begin to do some more. Well, Apostle Paul started by wanting to rebuke the man. He was angry that the man was opposing them, so he wanted to rebuke the man, and the Holy Ghost just took over and prophesied through his mouth. That was what really happened. So gift of prophecy can be just as punishing people like that. So that's one thing we have to know about. Prophecy does not always mean the end of the world is coming tomorrow or so. Those are also prophecy. Acts of the Apostles chapter 11 is another story here of the gift of prophecy in operation. Verse 27. We heard about this prophet among the apostles, among the believers in the first church age, Agabus. Only twice in the Acts of the Apostles. And in verse 27, and in these days when Apostle Paul and these guys were in Antioch, came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great there throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. So that was gift of prophecy. Prophesied that there's going to be drought and famine, and people say, let's do something about it. So prophecy can be to warn people, to warn the believer, to warn the world, to warn anything. God uses that, and that is what everybody knows to be prophecy. But the prophecy can be in many other forms too, like the one I mentioned there, Apostle Paul used to chastise the man. Acts of the Apostles chapter 21 is another example of the same, I think it's Agabus again. Chapter 21 verse 10, where Paul was now going to Jerusalem, his final trip to Jerusalem, and the disciples have been warning him from different corners. He said every place he went, they say, hey, something is not right, Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. And he said, well, he was bound to go. But in this chapter 21, they got to Caesarea, and they were staying with Philip the evangelist. Verse 10 says, as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, the same Agabus again. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's garu and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this garu and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. So when they heard it, they said, Paul, don't go. Why do you need to go? And so on and so forth. But we know he went. And it happened just like the prophet said. Now that is gift of prophecy in operation. So it comes in different ways. How did they receive it? Get the gift, you know how they receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I can be describing to you, it may be this way, it may be dreams, maybe visions, maybe, but it's Holy Ghost can speak while you are standing without you planning it from your house. That is gift of prophecy. It can also be what you have received in your house before you came. It will also be gift of prophecy. But when you are speaking it, if you are just narrating it, you could have received it and then you are narrating it. What you receive is prophecy. When you are narrating it, you are just saying it to us. But if the Holy Ghost is going to bring it right now, it's also a gift of prophecy. He can say it right now when you don't even know what he was going to say. So gift of prophecy is a gift that is good in the church. Desire all of these gifts. The next one is discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits. Let me give you two examples how it has been used in the Bible. Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, which actually I've mentioned, Apostle Peter, it was the gift of discernment that he used when that man called Simon the sorcerer came to him and said, well, give me this power that I might be able to do exactly what you are doing. You may say, well, does that need any much discernment? The man brought money and tried to offer him money. There's no much discernment in that. That's wrong. Yeah, you can use that to say that, but it's still a gift of discernment. Where Apostle Paul said, I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness. Chapter 8, verse 14. Let's read a little bit of it. From verse 14, that was when Peter got there. Verse 18 is where I'm going. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Now, you see how sharply Apostle Peter rebuked the man. And the man was somebody that had been very close to Philip. Now, when these people wanting the power, they saw Philip doing the wonder, so he moved closer. Apostle Paul didn't respect him at all. Didn't try to, respecting of faces is not part of the Lord. Apostle Paul said, "I may not preach with you." That shows that no respect for the man that is pointing is doing something wrong. And Apostle Paul said, "Thou hast neither," verse 21, "thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God. Perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity." So it's the discerning of spirit. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 is another example where Apostle Paul used also the discerning of spirit. You may also say, well, it doesn't look like the discerning of spirit. This lady that was following Apostle Paul about, they said he had a spirit of divination. And she was broadcasting to everybody, "Hey, everybody, look at these two men. They are teaching us the way of God." That could have fooled a lot of people. That, well, maybe he has the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is telling him to tell them for us. But the Holy Ghost in Peter and Apostle Paul said, no. This is not the Holy Ghost. That's the devil trying to call attention, not to Peter, not to Paul. He's calling attention to herself, using them. Because they will say, well, she saw them, she must have something. And that was her trade. And Apostle Paul got of anger and said, "Come out of her." And because this is the sign of spirit that made Apostle Paul to immediately recognize in verse 16 to 18 that that was a wrong spirit. Amen. Now, diverse kind of tongues is the next gift. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost first came. When we talk about diverse kinds of tongues, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he may give you one tongue. You may not know the language, but you are speaking a tongue. But you can ask for the gift for diverse kind of tongues, which means while you are speaking, it can change to another tongue. Now, let me make a difference between diverse kinds of tongues. When the apostles, on the day of Pentecost, when they were all speaking in tongues, we assume maybe about 120 people, they were all speaking in tongues, praising the Lord and prophesying. And the Bible said the Jews that came from all over for the feast, they were all around, they heard them speaking in their tongues. So what really happened was what? 10, 20 people were speaking different languages. Different languages. One was speaking Persian, the other one was speaking this Elamite, the other one was speaking Romanic language, the other one was speaking Egyptian language. And the people around could say, well, I could hear what this man was saying. It was in our own mother tongue. The other one was hearing that woman saying in our mother tongue. The other one was hearing that man saying in our mother tongue. That is what the different languages God brought to them. That those people, individual, can be. And this same person that is speaking English now can change, even though English was not learned by him, can suddenly change and start speaking German. And can change again and speak another language. That is diverse kind of tongues. And I just give the example of the Acts of the Apostles that it doesn't really necessarily for the, when there are so many of them, people there speaking in tongues, you don't need for one person to speak three languages at the same time. If 10 people are speaking 10 different languages and there are 10 different tribes listening to them, they will say, "I can hear that man is saying my Igbo language. I say, that man, that one is saying my Igbo language." And they were all hearing their languages from these voices. Okay, that is one way you can talk. But the diverse kind of tongue means you can speak different languages as the Holy Ghost brings to your hearing. Now the next one says interpretation of tongues. Apostle Paul said, when you can speak in tongues, pray that you can interpret so that you can edify the body of Christ. All these gifts that the Holy Ghost has brought to us is for use in the body. Now, interpretation of tongues is different from if I am speaking in my tongue now, and I speak Korean language. Well, there's a Korean among us, she can understand. She doesn't need interpretation of tongues to understand that. She will just tell us exactly what that language, that brother said. If somebody is speaking a language and she and I am here and I knew my Yoruba language so well, and a white lady or white man started speaking my Yoruba language, I don't need the diver interpretation of language to interpret that. That's my language. So I'll be able to tell you what he said. But the interpreting of tongues is a special gift that I don't know that language naturally, but I will understand it by just listening, and I will know what he or she was saying. That is the gift of interpretation of tongues. Apostle Paul gave us example. In fact, there was an example where I don't remember this brother, he doesn't come anymore. I think it's Taylor, Brother Taylor. He gave a testimony here. One time we were doing a Bible study, and he gave a testimony that his little daughter came forward when we prayed for the Holy Ghost. We prayed for them for the Holy Ghost. He said she went back and told her daddy when she was saying that all the time we were praying for them that something came upon her, and from that time that something came upon her, that all this gibberish that we were saying, she could understand it. They call it gibberish. That was the Brother Taylor was giving that testimony here, one of the Bible studies, that our daughter said that she could understand it. The Holy Ghost gives the interpretation of tongues, you just understand the language. So he's saying this and this and that and that. You don't need to learn that language. That is the interpretation of tongues. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, as I'm going to wrap up and call for prayer right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I've described examples of how all these things are used, how it is beneficial in the body of Christ. Let's read what Apostle Paul tells us. Chapter 14, verse 13. Start from verse 12, please. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Verse 13 says, therefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Verse 23 and 25 of chapter 14. And this is an extra example of Apostle Paul telling us that if somebody comes into the midst of the church and everybody is speaking in tongues and nobody is interpreting it, he will think he are mad. Verse 24 says, that if all are prophesying and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and then secrets of his heart are made manifest. Falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. So we want that type of gift. How many want that kind of gift in our midst? How many? So I want that kind of gift in our midst. Because as Moses said, we have stayed long enough in this wilderness. Amen? We have stayed long enough in this wilderness. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward in the Holy Ghost. It's time to ask the Lord, Lord, let's move ahead. We have stayed long enough in this wilderness. Anybody that say, I have not received the Holy Ghost, you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you have prepared your heart, it means you want to serve the Lord. The Holy Ghost is given to those who wanted to serve the Lord. That is, you want to witness, because he said you'll be endued with power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So that's one major reason why you need the Holy Ghost, for witnessing for Christ. Now, if you want this special gift, whatever gift you ask, you have to ask the Lord yourself, and he's ready to give it to you. Let's stand up to our feet. You want baptism of the Holy Ghost? The door is open. Come forward. Let's pray for you. You want special gifts? Come forward also. Let's pray for you. Pastor, come over. Pastor Yato, let's lay hands upon those who want the special gifts of the Holy Ghost. If you want the Holy Ghost baptism, just come forward. We're going to lay our hand upon you. If you want special gifts, you ask the Lord for a particular gift, you can come forward too and say, Lord, I want this particular gift. It doesn't say you shouldn't ask for a specific gift. You want a particular gift, just ask him yourself, Lord, I want this specific gift. And the Lord is able to give it to you. Pastor Yapa Peter, come forward too. Let's just lay hands upon those that come forward, and we're going to pray for you for the special gift or for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come forward. And if the Lord is reminding me of something here. There is like we said, he's going to begin to operate as he wills, and it's the Lord that is doing this. Many of you guys that are using glasses to read, the Lord wants to minister to you. Just come forward. You use glasses to read. I'm 62. I don't use glasses to read.
because of the gift of the Holy Ghost that is rejuvenating me. If you say that you can't read because you just need glasses, God can touch you, because he showed to me in that vision, one vision that people were just spoken to, and he corrected their eyes. The Lord can do that for you too. So you just claim that right now. And I will pray for you on that. I don't want to be using glasses to read. Lord can do that for you. So now, if you are asking for the Holy Ghost for the first time, I want you to be either in the front so that we go to lay a hand upon the other that are just asking for the special gift. Just begin to pray for yourself. Okay, let's pray. If you are asking for the Holy Ghost for the first time, kneel down. Kneel down. You have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Kneel down. Lord Jesus, we are gathered right here in your front, Lord, as you have said, Lord. And we want you, Lord Jesus Christ, to minister to us. You are the Holy Ghost baptizer. Nobody else but Jesus. He baptizes in the Holy Ghost. When Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, before Peter finished, you already filled him with the Holy Ghost, Lord, to show that you are the one. You are the one, Lord. These young women and young men that are kneeling down, Lord Jesus Christ, they want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to lay my hand upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your tongue, open your mouth, and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Raise up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Just keep saying, thank you, Jesus. Say to him, receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I lay my hand upon this young man. Lift up your hand right now, my brother, and begin to thank him with your mouth. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Just begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the baptizer. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, Lord, for this young man, Lord Jesus Christ. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, lift up your hands. Thank Jesus with your mouth. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus. Keep thanking him. Just keep thanking him. Just keep saying, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Because he loves you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now lift up your hand, my sister, and begin to thank Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Ghost. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for giving my sister here the Holy Spirit. Receive you the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of you that are using glasses to read, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to touch your eyes. Father, I call for you, Lord Jesus Christ, to touch the eyes of all our brothers and sisters. Just raise up your hands that are claiming it right now. Just raise up your hands. I don't need to touch you. Receive your eyesight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, how about a horror the shed that you are covered, the horror by shed that you covered, the horror by shed that you covered. Receive your eyesight back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, how about a horror the shed that you are covered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you touch their eyes, Lord, and restore it. Say, I will restore, say the Lord, yes, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and locust has eaten my great army that I sent among you. Restore. Your eyes are restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your eyes are restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Your eyes are restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, now. Touch your eyes yourself. Just lay your hand upon your side and say, thank you, Jesus, for restoring my eyes. Say, thank you, Jesus, for restoring my eyesight. Say, thank you, Jesus, for restoring my eyesight. Touch your eyesight with your hands. Touch your eyesight with your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for restoring my eyesight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now you can go back to your seat. Claim it in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus can touch you. Now, all of you sisters and brothers that are asking for a special gift of the Holy Ghost, whatever gift you are asking for, I'm just going to lay my hand upon you and ask the Lord God to impart that gift into your body, into your spirit. Father, thank you, Lord, for our friends here, Lord God, that wanted this special gift, Lord Jesus. Whatever gift they have desired, the gift of prophesying, the gift of speaking in tongues or diverse kinds of tongues, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you fill them. Give them. Let that spirit of God in thee open up that gift that you have desired in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that ask, receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Ghost open up the gift that you desire from him. Because he said, he that ask, receive it. Receive that which you receive, you desire from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive that gift that you desire from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that asks, receive it. Ask him. Ask him. Make sure you are opening your mouth and tell him exactly what you want. and he is going to give you according to his heart's desire for you. Receive that gift that you desire from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive that gift that you desire from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask for my brother, Lord Jesus Christ, to be rejuvenated from head to toe. Receive that Holy Ghost gift that you desire from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you feel him, Lord, to be overflowing. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever gift you desire from the Lord, ask him in your prayer right now. Among this gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive that gift from the Lord. Holy Ghost, turn it off. Holy Ghost, open it up for him in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now stand firm on your feet. Stand firm on your feet, my sister. The Holy Ghost can come to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Feel to the overflow by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Any wrong spirit, come out. Enter the moment in the name of Jesus Christ. It has been commanded by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you asking for a special gift, brother?
Yes.
Jesus, my brother is asking for a special gift, Lord. You know exactly his heart, Lord. Give him that gift, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. For this purpose, the Almighty God saves you. Preach this gift of the Holy Ghost so that we can receive the desire of our heart. Receive the desire of your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive that gift of the Holy Ghost that you desire from the Lord. Because he seeth your heart and he shall give thee according to the desire of your heart. He said, you don't fulfill all thy petition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, my brother. Thank you, Lord, my Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, my brother. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost turn open, Lord Jesus Christ. Open up all those gates. Give him the gift that she desires in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give her the gift that she desires, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that could be hindrances, blockages, we command it to be removed. All blockages, command it to be removed from her. Anything that could be self exaltation, let it disappear from her. Let that humility reign in her, Lord Jesus Christ, so that she can operate the gift in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now receive that gift that the Almighty God has desired for you, that you ask for, and you shall receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer, trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the word of God. The word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within that make us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you.
Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org.